All right, it's our monthly chat with the president and CEO of the Better Business Bureau, our friend Steve Burness. Again, and now I don't do anything, Steve, anymore without looking for the tip-off to the rip-off.
Tip-off to the rip-off.
I love our conversations. I think you've saved residents and taxpayers so much money and just, you know, increased awareness so much. So thank you so much
for
doing
pleasure.
With us.
Oh, my pleasure. Just call us first. That's so important, Andrea, as we talk about all the time, is that we hear, I've been doing this for 29 years. My biggest frustration is people call me after the fact. I've been duped. Right. Or this company did this to me. Well, we knew that already.
Yeah.
Just call us first. And even with referral agency, people don't even think of the Better Business Bureau's referral agency. Need a waterproofer, automobile, carpets, whatever it may be, we can list you the accredited businesses near your home or in your area.
And someone who you think the scammers would stay away from, but unfortunately they're not, is mom.
Never stops.
Unbelievable. Mother's Day right around the corner. This is a big story for you guys today too, Steve. Let's talk about Mother's Day scams, everything from flowers to jewelry to chocolates.
Right. But basically what's ringing off our hooks right now, the calls coming in and off the internet is those fake coupons all over the internet. For $75 or $50 off from allegedly from Bath, Bed & Beyond and Ross and other Lowe's, those are not legitimate coupons at all. Those are scam artists. They're doing one of two things. One is they're asking you for more information about yourself and trying to steal your identity in some way. And the second part is they're just really just causing a ruckus for you to go in the store and realize that's a fake coupon after you did all of your shopping. So they're just really trying to make it a little bit not a pleasant shopping experience for you, unfortunately. But these are a lot of fake coupons. I can't tell you how many calls we received, and people have told us they received these coupons. And most of it's like $70 or $50 off, which usually is, you know, a little bit sounds too good to be true.
Oh, that sounds crazy, right? Because flowers are expensive anyway. And then I always, you know, I always kind of get a little question mark above my head when they see, well, throw in the vase and the chocolates and the teddy bear and a diamond ring.
Right.
So if they're throwing in too much, is that kind of a tip-off,
yeah,
too?
Yeah, usually. Sometimes it doesn't seem too good to be true. Sounds too good to be true. It usually is. And the most important thing, as you know, is to check out the retailer or the supplier. And a lot of people do things online. So unfortunately, when you're doing things online, you don't know who you're dealing with. You're clicking a link, and you don't know where that link is actually going. So we always suggest never click on a link that comes through your email or through a social media. Go to the companies you want by typing the link yourself, because the link can have a hidden URL in it, which means you can go to another website unbeknownst to you. So be very careful on that. And then you got those fake florists or telemarketing florists, rather, that are not even here. So you may open your local phone book and dial this, looks like a local phone number. It's not.
Right.
Actually going to a telemarketer, maybe in Vegas somewhere. And then you're paying that person, you're paying the middleman, and the flowers are actually going to come through to your house from a local florist anyway. So you got to do your research on florists. You can contact the Better Business Bureau, get a list of accredited florists in your area. But again, just make certain that you do some research and due diligence on these companies, because just because they're in your phone book, have a local number, doesn't mean it's a telemarketer in Las Vegas trying to take advantage of the situation.
Is it better to go, obviously, to a reputable florist or maybe one that you already know of, go check the BBB website to make sure they're accredited, and then just order straight from them?
It's best to do that. Some of you know and trust. It's always that case. It's always when consumers fall into trouble and they see this, something pops up in their email, or they get something on Facebook from their friends, you know, great offer you can't pass up. And it's actually just a fake company, or it's a fake website, or it's a telemarketing company. A lot of consumers think it's because it's in a phone book local, it's a local company. It's not sometimes. So you have to do your homework and ask, where are you located? And actually, it's best always to deal with local companies that you know and trust.
And stay away from our mom scammers.
Mom scammers, you just can't believe. they do anything. The flowers,
right.
The candy, things of that nature. They'll take advantage of the situation, especially because the scammers want to take advantage of what's happening in the world today. Right now, in Mother's Day is obviously the second busiest florist day, so of course the scammers will come out.
Absolutely.
And the fake coupons, same thing, because no people are going to be shopping, the last-minute shoppers. Oh, great, $75
sure.
coupon.
Oh, yeah, especially
right.
Now people a few days beforehand,
exactly.
Think they're going to try and take advantage.
They want people to check. That's what they really do. They want to make it quick as possible. You got to give your credit card number. You got to give your information now. And that's, as we always say, the tip-off to the rip-off.
Absolutely. All right, May is also not only Mother's Day, it's a big time for moving. This is Movers Month, and that is ripe for scammers, Steve. Everything from hiring movers to help you move small things, boxes, to giant furniture. Again, let's have some advice for people moving in the month of May.
Sure. A third of the people move between May and September. Yeah. So that's a lot of moves that will be happening. And unfortunately, there's a lot of unscrupulous organizations out there. There's some great ones out there, don't get me wrong, but there's a lot of ones that you wouldn't want to deal with. And I think, by and large, the most important tip I can give you, your listeners today, would be that check out the company. That is so important and critical. So many times we previously talked about opening the phone book and the pretty ad gets their attention. Yeah. A pretty ad is not indicative of how the company is going to operate at all. And secondly, more importantly, they might not even be licensed. I mean, so you may go to Craigslist and say movers, and you get a list of movers. They may not even be licensed or insured, yeah, most importantly. So that's important to really stress. One thing is to check out the movers, obviously with the Better Business Bureau, other sources as well. Put the name of the company in Google and put the word scam next to it and see what appears. But again, I've been doing this for 29 years. Most of the complaints that come in, 183 last year, are from consumers who have not done their, what we call their due diligence about the movers. They just took them for their ad and didn't do any research, didn't visit them, didn't see if they're physically located there. How many of these unscrupulous movers, some of them have fake addresses or mail drop addresses? So they may have a State Street Chicago address, but it might be just a mailbox, et cetera, company that's getting their mail. So visit them.
Maybe it's the cynical side of me, but I have to ask, would some of these movers maybe steal your things?
That happens all the time. That's probably the number two complaint is theft or damage to your items, and that's important. What I also want to stress to your listeners is that if you have heirlooms or something of great importance, take it yourself. Don't, you know, pictures, things that you cannot replace or high value, take it yourself. I don't care how heavy it is or how small it is or how big it is. Take it yourself, because this way you don't have to be, you know, you get taken on those situations, or they're missing or damaged, then you don't have to blame them, because it's all you have it as well. But again, consumers need to remember, if you don't have insurance on it, they're only liable to movers for 60 cents a pound. So if you get a, you know, $2,000 TV and it doesn't weigh 20 pounds, guess what? You're only paying the 60 cents per pound. So,
So you read the fine print.
Read the fine print. But also, then you got to talk to them, got to get any additional insurance. And again, most times your personal insurance may cover it. I'm not going to speak on behalf of every policy. So please, before you move, check with your insurance company. Either if you're renting, check with your renter's insurance or your house insurance to see if you're covered during the move. Most it is, but again, every carrier is different. So I don't want to make it tell you about everybody, because I can't. Right. But please check it out, because most consumers think if you damage it, you break my TV, $2,000, you owe me $2,000. It's not the case. By law, they only have to pay 60 cents per pound, and consumers do not understand that or know that.
Absolutely. And get it in writing is what you always say. All agreements should be in writing, and don't. It sounds like common sense, Steve, but I know you always say don't pay in full until the very end.
Right. You brought up two great points. Get it in writing. I think I can't tell you how many moving companies, or allegedly moving companies, or not even companies, don't even have a contract. And because they're not a business, so they're going on handshakes or business cards or whatever it may be. Unless you get a contract, you got to protect yourself. And this is, the company has to protect themselves as well.
Right.
So unless you have a contract, everything they promise you, guarantee you, or tell you, well, it's hearsay.
Yeah.
What I mean by that, it's not enforceable. So if they say, oh, I'll move you for $200, and then they charge you $2,000, it's like, well, where's the contract? So you got to get everything in writing. That's so important as well. And again, as you mentioned, never pay everything up front. That's where all the problems usually lie. When you pay
what if they for a deposit? Like,
a deposit? Third in the beginning, third in the middle, third at the end.
Yeah.
Those are usually done that way, per se, pursuant to a contract. So when you pay up front, you don't have any leverage. And you really basically you have nothing if you don't. Didn't pay them, then you have leverage because you didn't fully pay them. But again, if you can pay by credit card, we strongly suggest you do that, because you have better protection with a credit card, because you have the federal rules and regulations to help you as well.
That's a great point.
It is.
Instead of
cash. You never know where the cash can go or who's going to take the cash. And if you make out a check, make it out to the company, not the individual. That has happened many times, where they make it out to the individual and then the company says, where's my check? And they say, well, we pay this guy, and he's gone.
That's great advice.
It happens all the time. But again, missing, or sometimes they hold stuff hostage. So if you are going to move, you want the movers actually to come to your house and look at what you got. We don't like the estimate on the phone, because they can't tell. They don't know the poundage. And what happens in those situations sometimes is that they realize after they move you that it was double what you said, and then they want another $2,000. And if you don't pay me, I'm holding yourself ransom.
Yeah, and then there goes grandma's heirloom, right. Which you should have taken with you in the first place.
So what are you going to do? You got to pay them. Yeah. So what I suggest you do is have them come to your house first and research what you have and look at what you have poundage-wise and make sure that you have the proper boxes and things of that nature. Most legitimate movers will do that. The ones that don't, maybe a telemarketer in Vegas.
Yeah.
You know, and they're going to send another company. So that's how you find out, too, if they're actually truly a local company or not. Check them out with the Better Business Bureau. Check if they have a license. Call the Illinois Commerce Commission. Make sure they have a license. Because they tell you they have a license, it doesn't mean anything. Insurance, it's important. If a worker gets hurt on in your establishment, they don't have insurance, guess what? They're going to subrogate the claim against you as well in your insurance company. So
a lot of things to think about. Just do a little research. Everything's online.
Please go to our website, bbb.org. A lot of information. Consumers just don't do their due diligence. They rush through things. And again, May is the start of the busy moving season. Right. We don't want to see more scams. There's a lot of great companies out there, but unfortunately, there's bad actors. And I guarantee you there'll be bad actors every single day.
Absolutely. And one other topic I wanted to talk to you about, Steve, this month anyway. May is also the month where we're putting our landscaping in. Maybe we're getting some new bushes, some new flowers. There's a lawn care advisory also out from the BBB. You know, it's interesting that I have a friend who's putting in brand new landscaping, and her contractor wanted cash. And she said, I'm going to either write you a check or give you a credit card just to document it.
Sure.
And actually did fall into a few problems because he wanted to, I guess, the bushes weren't included, the installation or something like that, and she went back to the contract. So again, get it in writing. And what's the lawn care advisory from you, too?
Well, lawn care advisory, we're worried also about the lawn care companies that pull up to your house in this truck or you get home and there's a note on your door that they just treated your lawn. So there's some unscrupulous lawn care companies as well, and it usually is it's a perennial problem, no pun intended, and it usually happens in the early spring as well. So really, a lot of the consumer complaints that we've seen is with their lawn care professionals. Because you can't tell right away if they fixed your lawn because either they spray it or fertilize it. And guess what? It takes a few weeks to take effect, either kill the weeds or make the grass greener.
Yeah.
So those are the problems we usually run into. Or they get home from a hard day of work and then you see this note on your door that they just sprayed your lawn and you didn't ask them to do that.
Right.
Again, if you didn't ask anybody to do it, then don't pay them. A lot of times people say, oh, well, we sprayed your lawn, you got to pay us. So no, that's you don't have to do that. If you didn't authorize it and they don't have any proof that you asked for it, you don't have to pay for it, and you shouldn't pay for it and file a complaint with the Better Business Bureau. But
does your homeowner insurance policy cover a lot of this, either if they make a mistake or they try to rip you off?
Not really per se in this aspect. Unfortunately, you'd love to have that, but unfortunately in a situation like that, your home insurance will only cover you if there's damages or if somebody gets hurt on your place. That's what usually happens. If it's a bad business, even the police won't even get involved.
Right.
It's a civil matter, and you got to either file a complaint with the BBB or go through another source as well. But again, a lot of these businesses, they're not doing their checking on them. They don't know if they have a business license or if they're actually physically located somewhere. So you have to ask those important questions. And insurance, just like the movers, you got to make sure that they're insured. And you also want, especially with landscapers, you want to see what referrals, what they've done for others.
That's where you definitely want to read the comments and see what people have said about it, too.
Because that's important, because you're helping, you're actually helping yourself by getting this information, because you're doing your due diligence and, getting three or four different landscapers, not just one. I hate to see people get one because you don't know what somebody else can offer and see if the price is in the right ballpark. I mean, some people have come to us saying they felt they've been ripped off or charged twice for something. They could have got it for $100 cheaper or $1,000 cheaper, whatever it may be. But that's your fault as a consumer in the free enterprise system. They're allowed to charge what they want. If you accept it, that's fine.
Yeah.
If you don't, then go somewhere else.
Don't sign anything.
So again, people have to do the research on the companies, but also get two or three different estimates and make sure you talk to the referrals as well. Make sure they have insurance and they are licensed to operate and they are a business. Because just because they put a tree on their truck doesn't make them a business. And that's unfortunately consumers fall for that all the time.
Absolutely. Remember, when in doubt,
check it out with the Better Business Bureau. Before you buy or hire, BBB it.
BBB.org.
That's right.
Steve, thank you. Next month we'll do a Father's Day scam as well. Stay away from our dad scammers.
There you go. Thank you.
Thank you, Steve.
My pleasure.